Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Roxo Media House.
Jeff Wilson started covering the Texas Rangers in 2008, though he'll never forget 2021. Out on his own, he decided it was time to do a podcast, but his wheels were spinning until a nerd came along. There's no going back now. Welcome to the Texas Rangers Baseball Podcast. Here's your host, Jeff Wilson, and the recliner nerd himself, John Moore.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Rangers Today Baseball Podcast. This is episode number 74. And today we got Dane Acker coming on.
Yes.
We are in Arizona, guys. We're here. We're at spring training. Thanks to the Rangers for setting us up here. They got us a good little setup here for
yeah, you know, this is the media workroom, and Rangers are off today, so nobody's working. Jared Sandler's been in and out. But for the most part, it's nice and quiet, and we can get some stuff done.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been out on the backfields this morning. Got my first look at Sebastian Walcott yesterday.
Yeah, right.
16 years old. I looked it up. 16 years old. Now, we're going to go down the bus leagues. We'll do that in a little bit. We got to talk big league stuff first. But I just was impressed that it just kind of, it was like Chris Young standing next to somebody. He just went down and then it went Walcott.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He's a big, and skinny, so he can fill out.
But even he even looks kind of like he's filling out the jersey already. So, but yeah, we'll talk about them, what's going on down there a little later on. Yep. But right
so
now,
let's
we'll
talk big league stuff. Yeah. You know, if you're going to talk big leagues right now and talk about somebody that was so impressive yesterday, just super impressive, it's got to be Martin Perez in the National
League. Yeah. Was phenomenal. That cool? That was really good. And
a big friend of the show.
Yeah, huge friend of the show. But he, you know, he is always kind of humming something. He'll sing every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I just didn't realize it was to this level. I mean, he performed in front of a sold out spring training stadium.
Absolutely. And it was amazing.
He stood right there. You know, if you guys haven't seen the video, maybe you can check out the Twitter, and it was in today's newsletter, and maybe Joel can mix some of it in here. But
sure.
He was standing right against the backstop. So, I mean, the fans were like right there, but it was really good. And he should be proud of that. And, you know, I don't want to get political, but, you know, Venezuela has problems right now.
Yeah, they're going through some stuff.
Nicolas
right now.
Maduro and the economy and how they printed money all the, you know, years ago and devalued their dollar. And
yep.
I had a Uber driver from my first trip. He was from Venezuela, and he was telling me that the money was so had such little value that kids would just go outside and throw it around in the streets like it was Monopoly money and just play around with it. So, but, you know, they love where they're from just like we would.
Sure,
and,
absolutely.
So, anyway, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and also yesterday, John Gray got on the mound. Didn't look bad. I mean, the numbers. Yeah. Now, we weren't there. We thought we were going to run out there. But just we had gotten up at 4:30. We were at the airport.
Yeah.
Your son Henry's on the trip with us. This is cool for him. We're putting him to work. He's our producer back there today. He's getting his work done today. So this is not a pleasure trip. This is a business
trip. That's right. If he's going to miss school, he's going to do some work.
He's going to do some work. So 10-year-old Henry, shout out to him over there.
Yeah, but it was big for Gray to pitch because he had been scratched from his last start with back stiffness that he said came out of nowhere. He said felt fine yesterday and didn't even, I mean, he was asked about it. I looked at the video and
yeah.
Said everything was fine. He's just more concerned about pitching stuff, like his sweeping slider as opposed to his short slider and the pitch clock and all that stuff. But he pitched yesterday. Nathan Eovaldi, who had been shut down, he threw a bullpen yesterday that we watched and looked fine. you know, they're off today, so we'll figure out how he's doing Friday. And then Jacob DeGrom, of course,
that was great.
Through live batting practice. And, you know, that was the first time I've seen him up close and in person like that. And
right.
It's pretty impressive. And, you know, he's a big, lanky guy. He gets great extension. And it looks, you know, I'm not a pitching coach, but everything looks to be going downhill and going the way it's supposed to be going. And so, and then the velocity was there too on his fastball. He didn't like his slider, but
yeah.
Sounds like that's something that'll probably be cleaned up. I mean,
it looked like it was breaking off early. He bounced a few of them. I noticed that. Yeah. And so, but here's what I noticed, and I couldn't see the pitch clock. I didn't know how fast he was throwing.
Yeah.
Reports came out he was 98, 99, and he even hit 100. Yeah. That's what I heard afterwards. He throws so smooth.
Right.
You see some of these guys that throw in the upper 90s in 100 miles an hour, but their whole body is just going crazy trying to get it up there. And he's just smooth.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, you can, like guys will say, oh, it's easy velocity, you know, easy 95, whatever. And I don't know that it's ever easy. You know, I mean, you look at his injury history. It's not easy to throw 100 miles per hour. And,
right.
But if anybody makes it look easy, it's him.
Yeah.
Because it just really seems so fluid and just comes out like it's another pitcher's 90.
It's just,
this is his first live batting practice.
Yeah.
You know, and so if he's at 100 already, I'd say that the side thing is not an issue. And then, you know, and he talked about afterward with us, how many starts he would need to get ready for the regular season, and, you know, probably three. And then three would get him to where he could pitch 5 to 6 innings in his first start.
You know,
even if he's limited, and like he said, it's a long season. And, again, you know, if he can have to build up his first two starts of the regular season, that's really not a big deal, especially with
that's not an injury thing. That's just you don't want to push it. Just keep building him up.
Yeah,
so
exactly. That
means he's healthy starting the season.
Yeah, and, you know, and these guys are all going to be monitored anyway. They're all going to be monitored because they're all
long season.
And they're all short on innings except for Perez. You know, they were all on the disabled list last year. Injured list, sorry. So we'll see what happens. But it looks like he seemed pretty confident that he's on the right track for you know, the first series, first week of the season. I don't think he's going to be the opening day starter. We don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
I think, you know, just based on history, the Rangers like to give that to a pitcher who performed well for him the previous year. So Martin Perez might be the front runner for that one. But, you know, who knows? You know, and like your theory is, you know, have Perez start the opener, which is going to be sold out.
Right.
And then the second game have DeGrom, and maybe it'll be sold out too.
It probably will.
Hey, let's act like business doesn't play a part in those decisions. All right.
Money, 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 baby. That's right. He's got to earn his keep, right? He's got to earn his keep here.
Yeah.
So, you know, the plan for the rest of the week, we may actually, guys, try to do some little short one of these if we can get a couple guys in. They're very busy. More than anything, what we'll get here is contact with these guys and know that we can get them on this year. That's going to be a big part of this. Getting Dane to come in here and sit down is great. We brought all the equipment. Hopefully, we might get someone else maybe before we get out of here.
Yeah, we'll try to do another one of these.
Try to get another one out of here and do back-to-back. Look, we can have two going at the same time.
Sure.
Doesn't matter. We just do it because we live apart in Dallas and we got to go to the studio and do all of that.
Yeah.
By the way, Premier Properties, again, thanks a lot. This is a Premier Properties thing, and we're going to run that ad in here, and it's going to run. But they foot the bill for this, and it's been fantastic for them to do this for us.
Tell us about Premier Properties, John.
Well, that's they do my business. I actually work for Premier Properties, but I have my own investment company, and I'm in the buy and hold business. I own a lot of rental property and a partner. Premier manages my property. So what that means is I just own the property and collect the rent. Premier Properties deals with the, hey, my sink's leaking, or, you know, it's the middle of the night and, you know, and I've lost my air conditioning and all of that. They call Premier Properties. They don't call me.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's good, you know, when you're in an apartment complex and you lose your heat or whatever, you call the front office or the emergency line. Premier Properties is the emergency line.
Gotcha.
And the owners, all the owners that they manage property for, and I manage property too with them. They don't want to talk to their tenants and they don't want that phone call.
Sure.
And when someone has to go collect money, they want someone to go collect it. Well, Premier doesn't get paid their fee. They charge a percentage fee for collecting the rent. They don't collect that fee till they collect the rent.
Okay.
So if you hadn't paid your rent
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to make money off of collecting your rent. You can bet I'm going to be calling you every day to find out when you're going to pay that rent.
Sure.
Right? The owners don't like doing that. They want me to do that. So, and that, okay. That's what Premier Properties does. But hey, they put us up here. This is fantastic.
Yeah. Can't thank them enough. And, you know, this is my 16th spring and it's my favorite time of the year. And a lot of the reason is, you know, because there is the more access to guys.
Sure.
You get to know them. And this is relationship business. I mean, that's what being a beat writer is about. And
yeah.
So we're building some relationships. Hopefully we can get more guys on the show. And
absolutely.
You know, more on the major league side. I think the team is under 500 as of right now, but of course the records don't really matter.
The Royals are 10-2 and I don't think they're going to have a season.
You kind of look at, how at bats are being done and how starters are looking, and the Rangers starters have been really, really good. I mean, John Gray's been very good. Evaldi in his one start was very good.
Grossman's hitting 400.
Yeah, Heaney was better in his last start. So you know, progress is going the right way with these guys. At bats, you know, you saw in the game, I think it was Tuesday when, Young, Bubba Thompson, and Corey Seager hit home runs. Corey Seager has 3 home runs this spring as of today. And, you know, you like to see that. And, but yeah, you know, you mentioned Grossman. I mean, Thompson's relevant because of the injury to Leody Taveras. Exactly.
He had a dinger the other day.
Yeah. Leody may not be ready for opening day. May have to start the season on the injured list. There's a chance. I mean, it's possible. So that hasn't been ruled out that he's ready for opening day. But I really think that this, if it wasn't solid already, this solidifies that Bubba Thompson's going to be on the opening day roster.
Sure.
Just, you know, he's going to be a fourth outfielder. He's a valuable player.
We talked to him yesterday.
Yeah, we talked to him a little bit yesterday. Like you said, Bubba never has a bad day. Always in a good mood. Always has something to say. And it's infectious. That's why all of his teammates love him. I mean, he's just he's just a good guy. And so, I like that. I think Josh Smith, I did a roster projection. I think Josh Smith makes the team because of his ability to play shortstop. The addition of Will Smith for the bullpen is interesting because it ultimately cost the Rangers Mark Mathias.
Right. Who got picked up by Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they worked out a little trade for him.
Good for him. I like him.
And look, Pittsburgh on waiver claims, it's, you know, worst to first. So Pittsburgh had number one. So he didn't get past Pittsburgh.
No,
so,
I didn't. I was wondering if he would clear waivers because
he's a good for a team like that. That's still
rebuilding,
still developing. He's going to play. He can plug holes if somebody slumps. Whatever. He's a good player. He went about his offseason the right way. You know, it's kind of crappy the way it worked out for him personally because he was.
Stayed here.
Stayed in Dallas.
I'm sorry, stayed in Dallas, yeah.
Worked out. You know, was Marcus Semien was his guy. You know, followed him around, learned from an all-star, learned from a Gold Glove winner, a Silver Slugger winner.
Exactly.
And but that's just the way baseball go, as Ron Washington said. And the good news is that for Mathias, he's got a job.
Yep.
And
a big league job.
He's on a 40-man roster, and he's going to get an opportunity, and that's all you can ask for. So, like the guy, you know, he's had a whirlwind last, you know, 8-10 months after being acquired in the Matt Bush trade.
Exactly.
His wife had just had their first baby. Right. And so he was on the move, but, that's just kind of the life, you know, for a guy trying to establish himself.
And at this time of year, we're going to be watching a lot of that. There are guys that are going to get DFA'd here during the spring. Yeah. When teams start making projections, maybe a kid on the verge for any team, not just this one, that they're thinking, you know what, we're going to go ahead and let's go ahead and this kid's ready to make the opening day roster. You'll see people get DFA'd. Other teams will pick up guys. Even the Rangers could pick up another bench add or maybe a bullpen piece or something.
Yeah.
If someone gets let go because someone's going younger, wants to go younger, and they DFA him.
Sure.
For Mark Mathias, though, the first thing I thought when he got, it sucks that he's gone, but I'm really happy for him. It certainly looks like, without a doubt, he's got an opening day roster spot. Pittsburgh didn't do that to let him go, I don't think. And for them, this is a good veteran presence to have on.
Well, and he still has I think he still has an option year.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, which can be a blessing and a curse, but
yep.
It looks like he's in a good spot. Now, you know, Will Smith addition, you know, the Rangers were really missing a veteran. I mean, they had, you know, Jose Leclerc's kind of a veteran. Right. You know, they have Ian Kennedy in camp, though it's a non-roster deal.
Right.
They gave Will Smith a major league contract. He's going to be on the team. He has closing experience, postseason experience. He knows Bruce Bochy. He pitched for Bruce Bochy. There are a lot of positives to come out of that one. So we'll see what happens. He threw a bullpen yesterday, and he'll be ready. Relievers don't need time to build up. He's not going to pitch more than an inning anyway. So
he can
do that without any problem here before camp breaks. So it's interesting. And again, it's all at rangerstoday.com.
Sure.
$5.99 a month, $35 for 6 months,
which would cover the whole season,
$60 for a year, which covers from the day you sign up for the next 12 months. And we're also, and I think we've mentioned it, and Premier Properties is a good example of that. We're looking for partners to sponsor Absolutely. Our show and let us help them grow their businesses. And so if you need
Ranger fans are loyal.
Yeah, that is very true.
I know that I have bought stuff because it has been sponsored by because they've sponsored stuff Rangers. I just have. Even smaller stuff, I've done it and I've gone out and done it because the Rangers do it. Ranger fans are loyal. So if you know some businesses out there, guys, to do that, let us know. Do we want to do anything else before we get Dane in here?
No, let's. I think we've covered a lot of the major league stuff. I mean,
since we've been here, we're going to get some more out. We'll be here all. We're here till Monday.
Yeah.
So this is like day one of five. So, in any case, we're going to have Dane, who is now a top 30 right-hand pitching prospect.
Well, I mean, the Rangers are really high on him.
Yeah.
I got a text yesterday, like, who they think he's one of the 30 best pitching prospects in the game. All right. Now, there's some bias involved because they, you know, they see him. I mean, he was ranked 23rd by MLB Pipeline, 23rd Rangers prospect.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe the person who sent me this was very excited and just seen it and thought it was outstanding, but he's not, you know, Dane worked out in the offseason, and Mansfield and Arlington, we'll get into
Texas
that in a minute.
Kid.
He impressed Mike Maddox. So if you're impressing Mike Maddox, who'd never seen you before and knew nothing about you, then that's pretty good too. But yeah, let's get him on.
Yeah. And speaking of Mike Maddox, who came up to me yesterday and said he said, John Moore, he goes, I'm going to tell you right now, that Ask a Big Leaguer idea, which your wife came up with, was an excellent idea, and I put it out a couple of videos saying to do it. We've got a couple already, guys, that we're going to try to get answered. Look, even if we can't get them during spring training, we'll try to get them this year because these guys will stop, and they love answering stuff for kids. It's just a matter of time. These guys are on a schedule right now.
Yeah.
I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But Mike Maddox said, that's an excellent idea, and he was like, let me know. He's going to help out if he can, too, to get them because it's just a quick – 5 seconds answering a question from one of these kids.
We want it to be like 20-second answer, you know. Good thoughtful answer.
Absolutely. And these kids took the time to send the video, or their parents did. Guys, send me a video. DM me. I'll get you my email. DM Jeff. He'll get you my email. Get them to me, and I'll have them ready, and then we'll do that. If it's not spring training, we'll do it all season. Get those out.
Sure. Let's go for it. All right.
Okay, Dane Dacher. Dane Acker.
What did you say, Dane Dacher?
Dane Dacher. Yeah. Dane Acker right after this, guys. We'll be right back. Rangers Today spring training coverage is brought to you by Premier Properties. Whether you're buying, selling, leasing, or have someone manage your real estate, Premier Properties is the place for you. They've been serving the DFW area for over 30 years, plus they manage my property, so I should know. If you have any real estate needs, call them at 972-298-4000. That's 972-298-4000. Or go to swdallasrealty.com. That's SW, like Southwest, DallasRealty.com. That's Premier Properties, your Main Street realtor. All right, guys, and joining us right now is Texas Rangers top 30 prospect and right-handed pitcher. He's been on the show before, but he's joining us again. It's Dane Acker. Wait, man. Thanks for coming in here and sitting down with us.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Henry, grab me that piece of paper right there.
Oh.
It's right there.
No.
On the blue bag.
On the blue bag.
There we go.
Thanks, bud.
It's his first day on the job.
That's absolutely. That's all right. We can do that. So, what's up, man?
Nothing much. Excited to get going here.
All right. So, how long have you been out here?
I've been out here since the beginning of February.
Okay. Did you have any trouble getting a place because of the Super Bowl?
No, we got the place.
That's right.
It's been easy for me.
Free living.
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
Not at all.
I mean, that thing's a game changer.
Yeah.
It really is. And the Royals copied them and built one. Mm-hmm. I think the Guardians/Indians were the first ones maybe to build one in this area. But I mean, it's a great idea. It gets everybody together. It's clean living. Like, you can't take booze in there.
Nope. Right across the street.
Right across the street.
Walking back and forth.
Yeah. Can you get to the lab from inside, or do you have to go out?
No, it's, there's a little drive through right between it, but it's right across the street.
Okay. Yeah. They've never let us in the lab. It's like top secret stuff.
It's pretty crazy in there.
What are they doing there? I mean, they hook you up to all the stuff.
Oh, you got dots. You're being hooked up. You got all kinds of electronics in there. It's kind of scary to touch some things.
He may not can tell us, or they'll have to kill
him.
That's
right. That's right.
You gotta, if we're not allowed in there, he may be divulging some top secret stuff here.
Do you understand the stuff that it tells you?
No, we have some people that are better with understanding that and can dumb it down for us a little bit.
Yeah. Do you want to know information?
I do. Not all of it, but some of it.
Okay. So what do you like this metric stuff? What do you,
I like to know where my stuff plays best.
Okay.
And why it plays best. I think why is the better question.
Yeah.
Because that allows you to understand and have a little bit more trust in it. So it's more of just understanding with my pitches where it plays best, righties or lefties or both. And why it plays there. Why does it play here versus the other side of the plate up or down?
Are you into spin rates and stuff like that?
Spin rates, not so much. More so just look at it every time, make sure it's in the same area. Nothing. Mm-hmm. I didn't tweak anything different or it come out a little bit different.
Okay.
Make sure it's steady.
So, we've been getting some very positive reports on how you're throwing right now. How do you feel? I mean, because this, you know, you came back last year from the TJ mm-hmm. and pitched and ended up going to Hickory. Mm-hmm. Is there a big difference now after the offseason, having a full offseason?
Yeah, the offseason was big just from the lifting and throwing wise, but just having a regular offseason.
Sure.
First offseason was COVID, ending the trade. So that was different. It wasn't a usual one. And then.
Yeah.
Getting hurt, and I was, that off season was all here. I was out here for 14 of the 16 months.
Oh my gosh.
And so it wasn't really an off season. It was, you're still rehabbing. It's
right.
Didn't feel like you shut down or anything like that. It was constantly go, go, go. And then, so this off season was nice, kind of get out of Arizona, get back home, in Texas and kind of do my own thing.
And last spring you were in the red shirt, right?
I was.
Yeah. So, I mean, you weren't
red with the big rehab.
Yeah. That's, you know, I feel for those guys mm-hmm. and I'm sure I felt for you last year, but I don't know. You're on your way back, I guess. Mm-hmm. I saw a couple of them yesterday. You always see Keith Comstock running around or hobbling around, whatever he does these days.
You got to watch out. He'll run you over on his car.
Okay, so you did work out. You lived in Mansfield,
mm-hmm. yes, sir.
Which we're Mansfield School District people. We live technically in Grand Prairie, but we call it Mansfield, and that put you in pretty close to TMI. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about what you did this off season there.
I went to TMI. I just figured it was a good stop because I had a surgery up there with mm-hmm. Dr. Meister and. So I was up there with Sam Merstick, training all off season and, it was a different off season. It wasn't more so of get under the bar and lift as heavy as you can. It was more about learning movements and being quick out of deeper positions and, that were related to a pitching movement.
Yeah.
Which was nice. I mean, I think it definitely helped my body. Like, it wasn't as taxing on the body. I think it helped me get in, like I said, deeper positions and be able to, have better confidence in my mechanics and be able to explode out of those a little bit better.
Yeah. You know, I think some people might think, well, pitchers got to go 7 innings, 9 innings and be in cardiovascular shape, but pitching is a power movement.
It is. It's very short, short burst, but you have to repeat it a lot.
Right.
And so, I want to be able to repeat it as often as I can, as smoothly as I can, and efficiently as possible.
Well, I think that's why you guys run sprints.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when I used to come to spring training from Colorado before the Rockies, so my first spring was 85. Yep. And we would remember guys would run pole to pole in the outfield during games, and we'd be like, that's crazy, the game's going on, but they're out there running. But it was, they weren't running sprints. It was like they were trying to get cardio. So that was kind of ingrained in me. Like, I mean, it's, I don't know how long that is, 300 feet, 300 yards, but it's something still, it's not quite a, sprint. But anyway, but yeah, it's a power movement. Mm-hmm. And so, and that, I think, you know, like Colby Lewis would run sprints. It's like, Colby ain't going to run, 4 miles.
But. No,
he's not working on stealing a base.
That's right. That's right. So, but pitching wise, where are you at right now as far as like being dialed in? And
I'm feeling good. Stuff is playing well. We're getting, working up the pitch counts, getting up the innings a little bit so we can get out of here with a decent amount of innings before the season starts. So everything's going good.
Are you getting any velocity readings, anything like that?
Yeah, I think I've been around 4 to 6 the whole time. So
that's 94 to 96 people, not 84 to 86. But there's more in there.
Or 64 to 66 is where I sit. That's so not, he's not there either.
That's more like, is that 95%?
I don't know. I really don't. I'm happy with where it's at right now. I know it's early, so it can always go up. Do I want to get it a little higher? Yeah. But I mean, it's playing well, so I'm not mad at it.
Yeah,
I'm still getting a lot of swings and misses, weak contact, stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a result oriented game. Mm-hmm. So as long as my stuff's playing well and we're getting outs, I can be happy with it.
Are you in a better spot right now than you were whenever last season ended?
Yeah, last season it was a long season and getting out of rehab finally, so that was nice. And it was just about getting innings and getting back into playing shape in the usual week by week, start to start.
Yeah.
So that was nice to finally get into, but yeah, everything's come back nicely.
Yeah. I don't know if it's stereotype or an old, an adage. I was about to say old adage, but that's redundant because an adage by definition is old.
He's the writer. He knows what he's fancy. Yeah.
That the last thing that comes back for Tommy John guys is command.
Mm-hmm.
Did you run into any of that?
Yeah. I think it was just a little bit of fatigue and relearning everything. I felt more of it in kind of below the elbow. I didn't feel as strong in like my forearm, my hand, my wrist, and that would lead me into bad positions, I think, mm-hmm. when the ball came out of release. And so I worked on that a lot this offseason, just be able to strengthen those things back up to be able to get a solid release with each pitch more consistently. Okay. And so I think that has definitely helped. And then, but as everything I was told was preached was time.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm going to do everything I can to make it shorter, but it's more about the time is going to come back.
Yeah. Do you have any idea where you're going to start this season?
No, I haven't really looked into it too much. I mean, wherever I go, I got a plan of where I would like to be and all that stuff, but it's whatever they say goes and I'm fine with it.
Well, there's so much depth in the system. The it's going to be hard to get pitchers where they need to be or where they should be or there be piggybacking or whatever. It's just, you know, the AAA rotation is going to have, you know, potentially some major league guys in it. And that's just going to complicate everything else. So it's going to be an interesting end of spring to figure out where all of you guys are going.
What you're saying is true. And what you're saying, I think the point you're making is, if you're not starting where you want to start, where you kind of have it in your head, it may not be because of your performance. It may be we want you to play and go every fifth day. And unfortunately, right now, till some things play out, you might have to start here. But, I mean, obviously, everybody's talking about him. So, I mean.
Yeah. I know it.
I have a feeling.
It's embarrassing.
He will be playing close to Arlington Stadium.
Maybe.
At some point this year.
Yeah.
If he doesn't start there.
Yeah,
because we go out there. I'm especially kind of lived near there, so I go out and hit a few of those games and come holler at you in the bullpen and give you some crap. That's just what I do.
That's fun and games.
Speaking of crap, it's time for John's crap.
Well, we got to know him last time. We really kind of know all the stuff
that's
we
right.
did last time. We're gonna have a little more fun now. He's had a full year, and not just at Hickory, but here, being around all your teammates. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna ask you some stuff, and you're gonna tell me about some of your teammates. Oh,
all right.
So who? Well. First off, you got drafted by Oakland is where you now. For those that don't know, he was part of the Elvis Andrus trade that came over here.
Yeah,
your very first pro season, where did you play?
I was in Down East.
Oh, okay.
That was because he got drafted. He was in the COVID draft.
Oh, that's right. And then he got traded before. Okay, all right. Well, Down East is the first one.
Where would you have gone? Stockton. I can't even remember.
Honestly, didn't even look, so I didn't make it to spring training. Spring training. I'm not sure where their affiliates were at.
They have one in Stockton. I know that.
All right. So, which one of your teammates is best dressed? Who looks the best?
Larson Kendrick.
Oh,
really? That's a name I haven't heard.
He comes in. It's more of my style with the blue jeans and boots, and then a nice little button down shirt.
Okay.
He's always got the hair nice and cut, keeping it clean.
He's a California kid, right?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yeah, them California kids.
But I'm not, the boots. You don't think of that, but.
Hey, you know what? Larson's a big pitcher now, so that's why. Maybe he get in that country and western. Is he in the country and western?
Yeah.
Is that what he's doing? What about you? Are you into country?
Yes, sir.
Well, of course you're a Texas boy. Brenham, Texas, man. That's a country and western right there. All right, who's the funniest guy out of all of your teammates? Even here, who's the guy that cracks you up every day?
Every day. There's a lot of them. I got two. I got Tim Brennan.
Okay, we've gotten that answer before. Yeah,
I liked him.
And D-Bob.
D-Bob.
Yeah.
Who's Robert?
That? Oh yeah, Daniel.
He's got some of the best one-liners, and they surprise me every time.
Well, now, is there anybody that's a prankster?
A prankster? I wouldn't say a prankster. I think we're always just kind of
messing with each other.
But nobody that's like always planning something. I don't think.
Has there ever been a prank, though, like a good prank you can tell us that y'all pulled or got pulled on you or somebody pulled?
No, not that I can think of.
All right.
Okay.
If one pops to mind, I'll let you know.
I mean, it's kind of a lost art because they're always, stick bubble gun on somebody's hat, like a bubble or.
Nobody will do the light match.
Try to set their cleats on fire. No. And
nobody will do that anymore. I've seen
in my time on the beat. Guys get their suit pants scissored up and all cut up.
Really?
Yeah, before getaway day.
Have suits that we
wear. Yeah, exactly. To the field.
Yeah. All right. So, all right. Now, if you were in a back alley fight, who's the guy you want standing next to you? Who's the guy that you know that this guy right here will not only be my backup, but he might even protect me, and he could probably handle everybody.
Everybody. I'll do Leith, Jackson Leith. I don't know. Y'all seen him. He's just one big muscle.
Jackson Leith.
Another Texas boy. Waxahachie.
I'm looking at him. I'm going to go out there when we're on these backfields. Yeah. I'm going to be finding Jackson Leith.
All right.
And I'm not going to mouth off at all.
He's not the tallest, but I mean, he's stocky.
And he's
stocky.
A stump.
He'll let it, yeah.
Oh, some of those guys. Fire hydrant. You guys are all in shape. And this old guy like me, I'm in shape. Oh my gosh. I can out-eat most of it.
I used to be in shape.
Okay, let's go to binge-watching. What are you binge-watching now?
I just finished Shooter.
Shooter? Is that the one on Netflix with who is it?
Oh, I can't think of the
Ryan Philippe?
I'm not sure what his name is. There's a movie
With Wahlberg.
With Wahlberg,
yes. Right, but yeah, I think it's Ryan.
I don't know.
I think it's Ryan Philippe, but they did a series out of it. He's a former Marine sniper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and is it the same premise?
The first season is, yes.
Okay.
And then they have three seasons, and I just finished the third one.
All right, I got to watch.
Will you watch like an episode a day, or you just
go
to bed?
Yeah, it's off time. If I'm just kind of relaxing and recovering, I'll sit there and watch it for however long I'm doing
8 hours?
Yeah. Get the season in a day.
It's hard for me to just watch one episode and stop.
Especially a good episode.
Go through it quick.
Yeah. No, we.
Anybody got any suggestions on the next one you got to watch?
The next one? I don't know. I got to look through them all. I don't do too much looking until I finished it.
Yeah.
And once I find one, I want to start that one.
Yeah.
So I'll have to look at the different ones and try to find a new one.
Oh, my son is mouthing Archer, which is the
Archer
comedy. Animated, it's hysterical, and really he shouldn't be watching. He's 10, but that's a good one. I always recommend The Wire to people.
I got Peaky Blinders was a good one.
Okay,
if y'all haven't seen that one,
that is good. You'll like that one.
But I always recommend The Wire.
The Wire is great. It's on HBO.
Okay,
yeah,
that's a good one too.
What do we watch? We watch Reacher. Did you watch that?
I watched that one.
Yeah, and they're coming out with another season. It's based on a series of books about Jack Reacher. And anyway,
Tom Cruise played it in the movie, but this guy
looks is not a midget like Tom Cruise.
No, he's a big guy.
Oh, I'm sorry, a little person. We had this discussion yesterday with Henry. Yeah.
That's right. Okay, now on the bus rides, when you guys are going between, what are you doing on bus rides? Do you binge watch it? Is that what you're doing usually?
I mean, it kind of depends on, are we talking a 2-hour bus ride or are we talking one of the ones up to New York that were 12 hours?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so 12 hours, what are you doing, sleeping?
12 hours, the first couple hours, we're just kind of messing around. We'll play some bus games. But after that, when everybody kind of hits that wall, it's lie down, just try to get comfortable.
Can you lay down in the bus?
If you can, yeah, it's more of a try to lie on your back, feet in the air, or feet on top of the chairs, or if you can find a spot on the floor.
Did Hickory have their own bus? Mm-hmm. They did, so it was probably a charter. You are not an old yellow school bus.
No.
Going around. All right. In last season, you played in the Sally League, South Atlantic, at Hickory?
No, that's the South Atlantic. South Atlantic is Hickory. Carolina League is down east.
Yeah, okay. What was your favorite away stadium besides Hickory?
We only had a few.
Yeah, I only had two. So I'd have to say Aberdeen. It was either out of there or the Yankees, High A.
Okay.
And Aberdeen's was just, I think it was pretty new. They had a brand new turf field, big stadium, and it was just all around just a nice field.
Okay. So what if you were to tell somebody listening or watching where to go to eat in Surprise, what would you say?
Surprise. We talking breakfast?
Just whatever.
If you want a nice breakfast spot, I'd say Nick's Diner.
Nick's
Diner.
Okay.
You know where that is? Jeff knows where it is.
Well, there's a couple of them, I think, but yeah.
I've been the one down by the movies.
Off of Waddell. Yeah.
Yeah. If we have a earlier morning or a day off or something, we'll usually go down there and get some breakfast.
Big breakfast guy. We love the breakfast, but we always go to Booty's. That's our place.
I've been there a couple of times. It's nice.
Yeah.
No, that's our place. Bonfire. Bonfire's good.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So listen, people, if you're coming this week, because it's spring break week for a lot of you back home, Dane Acker. Got you a breakfast spot, and I've got you Booty's, which I mentioned pretty much every episode.
So. And we try to go.
They don't sponsor us. We got to talk to Andy and see if he next spring. I mean, he can sponsor spring training.
All right. So you know what? I think we've gotten enough from you there. Let me ask you this: what's your game day routine? We'll end it on that one. Like you know, if you're going to be starting, it's a 7:05 start or 7:30 start. I don't know what they do there.
Six, whatever.
Whatever.
Evening start
on a normal start. When do you get up? What do you do all during the day? How do you prepare? What's your game day routine?
I usually get up in the morning. Depends on what time I go to sleep, really, but around 8 or 9 o'clock, get some breakfast in. And so we probably won't have to be at the field if it's a 6 o'clock start till probably a little after noon. So I just kind of get some breakfast, hang out, try to stay off the feet, and then get to lunchtime, have a nice – not too big of a meal. I'm not too big of an eater on a game day. Like to stay pretty light and then head to the field. Same thing. Like I'm pretty relaxed when it comes to everything before the game, before I start my routine and everything. So I am pretty quiet. Not a big talker on my start days.
That's not your prank day.
No, definitely not. And I don't want to be pranked on those days either. Yeah. I get pretty mad. That's my day to throw. So I like to stay pretty focused and locked in on what I got to do. Any other day of the week, it's fine to go, but and then once it gets to about game time, I'll start my stretching and all that stuff about hour and a half, do my foam rolling and just the stuff inside.
Yeah.
And then about 45 minutes before the game, I'll go out and hit my stretches, and it changes, you know, you'll find different things that help you and you want to take out or put in. And, so it's constantly changing. And then once I get done with that, you know, go do plyos, go, get some dry mound work and stuff like that. Throw with the catcher, depending on the day. Sometimes I'll do a long toss. Sometimes I'll do a little shorter, try to keep everything on a line. And since surgery, it's changed more, than it has in the past. I was pretty stuck on one in the past, but, since surgery, it's like, I'll try different things. I mean, might find something you like.
Yeah.
And so, I'll try different things, or if I got to throw another pitcher that day and he wants to do something different, I'll try whatever he's doing.
Sure.
And try to see if I like it, if I want to add that. But yeah, get off the mound and usually get about 20, 25 throws in, and then don't really look too much on where it's going or how it looks and all that stuff. I'm more worried about how I feel because it's going to be different once I get out on the mound.
Anyways. Right, right.
But it's...
You wear the warm sleeve after your warm day?
No, I'm not a big... I just got jersey on. I can't... I'm not a big undershirt wearer. I feel restricted. I need to feel loose. So I usually... pretty easy. It doesn't matter what the temperature is. It'll be 40 degrees outside and I'll just have a jersey, no hoodie, nothing.
All right.
But... And then, yeah, that whole day is, I'm pretty locked in. I mean, don't want to talk to nobody. I want to focus on my nine hitters I got to face.
That's it. Anything else you want to get him?
No, but, appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Good luck this season. You know, we were in a much better place than you were last year. Last year you were here in surprise also, but on the way back. And so,
yeah, opening day, you will be at an affiliate. That's going to be great.
Yeah,
the start, I'm excited.
That'll be great to have a full season of it. I know the Rangers are just ecstatic at where you are right now. We're hearing great things, and that's why we said, you know, he reached out. I said, I'm going to get Dane on here, and I'm like, do it. Let's do it again because we enjoyed having you last time. Guys, it's Dane Acker, right in pitcher for the Rangers, one of the top 30 prospects. Man, thanks for coming on, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, right after this, guys, we're going to go down in the bus leagues. Hey, that was Dane Acker. Big thanks to Dane for joining us. But now it's time to go down in the bus leagues. Again, sponsored by Premier Properties. A big thanks to them. Go to swdallasrealty.com. That's swdallasrealty.com. Or 972-298-4000 is their phone number. It's linked on the website there. You can go to them. If you got any questions about your real estate needs, just give them a call. They're your Main Street realtor. That was great.
Yeah. No, you know.
What a great kid.
Yeah. And we say it every time. They're all great kids. Uh-huh. They really are. And but I'm excited about him. And I know one of our listeners wanted some stuff on Dane. So hope you're happy, my man. And man, he's I'm telling you, these Rangers are just gushing over him. So I don't know where he's going to start. You know, we kind of talked about it. I'm sure he wants to start in Frisco, but I don't know what will happen there because again.
They're so thick now.
You're going to have,
Rocker and Louder may be in Frisco.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you may have, let's say you have Dunning, Otto, Reagans, although one of those three is definitely making the team, especially if Odorizzi kind of banged up. So you're going to have two of those three.
Right.
You know, you're going to have Colwyn probably. You're going to have... Potentially Jack Leiter, Cody Bradford. Where do you put Cody Bradford? You know, he pitched a full season at AA. So that's five. That's five. You need a sixth. All right, you can get a sixth pretty easy. I'm sure we're overlooking somebody. And then
Zach Kent.
Sure, you're gonna have to piggyback guys.
Yep.
You know, because they're gonna be short. They aren't gonna go out and throw six there for their first time. Seven their first time out. Spencer Howard. Might be there. So, I mean, there's just a lot of arms that deserve to be at AAA, and you got to figure out how to do it.
Right.
And then, you know, the AA, you know, what Dane, Rocker, maybe they make Leiter go back and
Ricky Venasquez would ended at AA.
Funny man, Tim Brennan, apparently, and what about TK Roby? TK Roby didn't do anything wrong at Hickory.
He did not, and
they love him too. So,
and Ricky's back on. I've heard some good things about Ricky this year. I know Velo was down a little bit last year. That was his first real full step from Tommy John.
Yeah,
but I've heard this year he's looked great.
Sure, and he pitched well in the B game the other day. There's an abundance of arms, which you know a lot of it will work itself out.
Right,
there will be trades. At some point, maybe in July, if the Rangers are in contention,
right,
in the off season. But you know, we're focused on 2023, which is a month away, and you're trying to figure out where to put all these guys. So it's gonna be interesting, and it may look unorthodox. It may be three innings of Spencer Howard, and then three innings of
Zach Kent.
Yeah, Zach Kent or Cody Bradford, and then one, you know, to get through the rest of the game. But
sure,
that's just kind of where they're at. And there's going to be good relievers at AAA that probably last year would have made this team, and definitely 2 years ago would have made this team. It's a position this team hasn't been in for a while, to have this kind of depth. And it's kind of crazy.
It would just be so great to sit in that room and watch them try to make those decisions.
And speaking of Zach Kent, he's walking by right now.
Yeah, there he is.
But I would
love to sit right there while they have that discussion, just to be a fly on the wall and watch how they come up with those decisions.
Sure.
They were obviously not going to do that to any of the media. So, but that is like when you want to be a fly, that's what I want to see. Those decisions, roster decisions on the big league level.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to watch that someday. Yeah. But we're talking minor league stuff now. We alluded to it at the beginning about Sebastian Walcott. Guys, watch the YouTube channel. I'm going to get some more of him today, obviously, or this weekend. He is a big kid. He looks good. But Anthony Gutierrez, that's the first time I've seen him in person.
Yeah.
I may have seen him last year, but I didn't pay as much attention.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't here when we got there.
I don't think he was here when we were here. He came later in camp. He's filled out a little bit. I saw him in the summertime, and I'm guessing that anybody
you're talking about Gutierrez.
I'm guessing that anybody who's here in the summer is going to be losing weight because they're it's hot and they're working out in the heat. But he looks like he filled out a little bit.
He was here
last summer. Yeah, when I came here to see Josh Jung last summer.
Last summer. Okay,
Gutierrez was here, and anyway, he looks. He was big.
Yeah, he played for the ACL.
He looks a little broader. He's filling up the jersey a little bit better.
He's going out to down east. He's going.
Yeah. They'll start. He'll start down east with that group that includes Morobel. I always mispronounce the dang thing.
Another name that they're high on.
Glider Figueroa, Daniel Cueva. That group will probably all be in down east. I don't know, those last three finished in down east. So
you think Sebastian goes back and is done?
Yeah, he will. He will debut in the Dominican. But he'll probably be in Arizona before the season's out. Would be my guess. Yeah,
so. Still young, 16, 17. He's 16 now.
Yeah. So. But you know, he does have a little advantage. It is a culture shock. You know, I mean, he's from the Bahamas, but he speaks fluent English. You know, the English is spoken in the Bahamas, so he won't have to adapt to that. I'm not saying that's going to accelerate his timeline, but it might make things a little bit easier for him. Yeah. Plus, he's getting a little sense of surprise right now. He's been here since February 24th.
Yeah.
So he's getting a lay of the land. He'll understand it. He'll understand the complex. He'll know the guys he's going to be living with.
Sure.
So it's kind of breaking him in, but he will be starting the Dominican.
Yeah. But man, now we know why.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you hear scouts know more than we do. So they go out and they rave on this guy. All the major national publications talked about what a good signing the Rangers had in this kid. But seeing him in person, now look, that doesn't mean anything the way he looks in person. We've seen that so many times. I remember as a kid, there was a guy named George Wright played for the Rangers. This was a specimen of all specimens. Yeah. He was a switch hitter. Looked like that he didn't have an ounce of body fat on him who could not hit. Uh-huh. When he did hit, he could hit it a long way,
sure.
But he could not hit. He was the big star that was going to be everything and nothing. But I tell you right now, for 16 years old, standing around these kids out there, he is definitely noticeable.
Sure. And, you know, and right now there's some, you know, they're all here. So the draft picks from last year who barely played, if they played at all, they're here in camp, and you know, now that some of the big leaguers have, the guys who are in big league camp, the non-roster internal invitees, they've been moved out. So we saw Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker yesterday, and Cody Bradford also. So you know, it's pretty interesting how it seems like they kind of alternate between young guys and old guys, afternoon and morning. Kind of like Dane was saying, he's going out this afternoon. So
right.
anyway. It's a fun time, minor league camp. You know, it's interesting. They do so much more work on the fundamentals than the big leaguers do. Not that the big leaguers don't work on fundamentals, but right. I mean, this is like basic. You would think basic stuff, fundamental stuff, just trying to get it down and why not? But there are some guys I'm looking forward to seeing in action. Games will, I think, interleague games start this weekend. Inter squad games start this weekend.
Start Saturday and Sunday.
And as Dane said, Monday they open up against the Royals. So he'll be pitching one of those games. They'll run four games. I think they'll run four at a time. Triple A, double A, high A, and low A. It'll be interesting to see how I'll.
So they have three backfields they can play games.
They have four backfields.
That's right.
They'll keep them going. And now some of them may go to the Royals side. Like some days double A and triple A travel to play the Mariners. And
the Royals are just walking over to those.
And the Mariners send their guys, their low A and high A guys over here and they play. So I would think that we'll be able to find Dane Acker and watch him pitch on Monday. But I'll be curious to see who else is pitching Monday, because that might give you an indication they're pitching. Yeah. You know, if Jack Leiter were to start the AAA game,
we need to get some video of that.
Yeah. it might tell you, give you a rough idea of what they're thinking on who's going to be going where. Right. But then again, like we just talked about, with all the depth, you really may not know until the rosters are set. The AAA team opens play on the 1st. They have a little bit longer schedule at AAA now,
Frisco
and everybody else opens the next week. Anyway.
We'll be out, and I will be out at Media Day for Frisco. I usually run out there. I don't know if you're coming out, but it's close to me.
Depends on when it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually during the day, the team is announced. They get out there, and it's a pretty fun day. So I'll have some good video. I got some good stuff last year from there. Yeah.
Now, if it's like the 3rd, April 3rd is a Monday, I'm flying to Augusta, Georgia on the 4th. Going to the Masters on the 5th for one day, and then I'm coming home the 6th. So I think they might open the 6th or 7th. That's a Thursday or Friday. But anyway.
So you may not be there, but I'll be around.
Yeah. Rangers Today will be there. Rangers Today, $5.99 a month, $35 for 6 months, $60 for the year. We have a founder's plan for $200. We were asked yesterday by our man Boo, what does $200 get us? And I didn't have a good answer. It was originally created to give people who have small businesses, advertising opportunities. But, so we kind of settled on, why don't you just come in and watch us tape a show?
Sure.
Absolutely. If we're able to go out and do a road show sometime, to come on out and,
we've got the stuff to set that
hang
up.
Hang out with this, and maybe we'll bring a cooler beer or something and have a good time.
Absolutely.
But, so anyway, there are a lot of ways to get Rangers Today access, a lot of different price levels. And really, the best deal is the 60 for the year. I mean, it's $5 a month.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah.
We are feeling the effects of inflation, but we are not raising our prices.
Absolutely.
We've been that way since day one, which I believe was June 28th of 2021. And, that's the way it's going to be. So, anyway, sign on. It's a good time to do it. The big league team is much improved. There's a lot of reasons to be excited about that. The farm system is one of the best in baseball. You know, MLB.com loves the Ranger system.
Absolutely.
More so than Baseball America. It's kind of interesting how it can go from industry publication to industry publication. But, you know, we had Jim Callis on last year in, what was that, September or October, and
he raved
about the system and said that the Rangers top 10 might be the best, was the best in most complete in baseball. I'm sure that our Orioles fans might disagree with you, but that's Jim saying that. So anyway, this is a talented group. It's an exciting time, and we cover everything.
Yeah,
we do cover the minor leagues. We cover the minor leagues hard. I mean, we have the majority of our guests are from the minors. You know, it's harder to get big league guys on with their schedule and our schedule and how it works out, but.
But we're going to do stuff for the big
league. Oh yeah, for sure.
And ask the big leaguer for your kids.
That's right. Got that going. We're working on getting access to Rangers highlights and minor league highlights, so we can put together plays of the week, plays of the month, stuff like that. And even sometime do a show that is dedicated to the minor leagues. Well, that's something else that we've discussed.
Well, this bus league segment right now, which is nice and what we're doing and all that, but during the season, it's kind of fun because I break down what each team did for the week, who was the star each week, and if you hadn't kept up with your minor league stuff, you know that this guy went, you know, this guy was the player of the week here who did that, or what pitcher did what.
Right.
And we can highlight some of the names, you know, and we'll throw some stats out there and kind of tell you where they're at. We do that every show. Yep. And during the season, it's a lot more fun because there's stuff there. Yeah. This crowd here is just, I mean, listen to the applause. All of y'all give me an applause out there. Let's hear it.
Oh, wow. What a crowd.
What a crowd. Yeah, it's just amazing how many there are here. Oh, they just in unison, they just cut it off.
Well, I kind of waved my fingers.
Oh, that's it. That's how it works. Listen, I think that's the end of this one.
Yeah.
We may try to get another one out here before the end of the weekend. We'll see. Like I said, it's from scheduling. These guys are going.
Yeah. And we'll see what we can do. I mean, we'll be able to, there are breaks in the schedule and guys who are playing and who aren't playing.
We may not get this set up again.
Yeah, we may not get this room. We have to go to a radio booth or find somewhere else to do it, but I don't think it's going to be that hard.
That's it. Guys, listen, again, thanks for joining us. Premier Properties, thanks again for sponsoring us. And like I say at the end of every one of these shows, until next time, we'll see you at the yard.
Roxo Media House.